This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, here's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Savannah Hernandez will be joining us at the bottom of the hour to break down some really huge news. One of the swimmers that filed a complaint that she didn't like a man, literally a foot plus taller than the other women, being able to take over and win. Well, she's been suspended off Twitter, and Savannah got an interview before that even happened with her that got her, I guess, suspended, or speaking out got her suspended. What a world, man. Not only do men go into women's sports when they failed, but now, if you criticize it, you get banned. And the globalists literally hide behind black people, and they hide behind minorities, and they hide behind women. We've got all these videos coming up at the bottom of the hour of big men with wigs on trying to get in girls' showers at high school events and things. So it's always push the envelope. Always push the envelope and get into college showers, all that. I mean, big old 6'2" men, big old wigs on, big old fat dudes. I'm coming into those women. I'm a woman. The women are like, you don't have a uterus, you don't have babies, you're crazy. Don't you say that, that's hate speech. It's ma'am, let me in that bathroom. Yeah. You know, I'm the type of guy, when, even when there's guys in the big bathroom, I kind of like, well, I'll just wait till I get home. I don't like, you know, I mean, but no, not the left perverts, man. They want in those bathrooms. I never got over it in football or even, you know, at the gym. You know, dudes would go in the steam rooms at the spa, at the gym, and just their Johnson's hanging out. And I got a towel on or I'm wearing, you know, swim trunks. I mean, it's just, you know. I mean, unless they're my wife, I don't want to be looking at it. You know what I mean? It's just weird. And maybe I should get over that. But the point is, I can't imagine being a woman with a dude a foot and a half taller than me with a big old pecker like this dude's got. I mean, he's got a big old schlong. You can see it in his pants. He's walking around adjusting it and everything, you know, man-spreading. And it's just a joke. It's an absolute joke. Some 6'4" dude. The deal. This is a family show. They're coming after our children. They're coming after our children, and it's all a scientific death cult that wants to brainwash us into submission. It's not that I hate men that feel like they're women or men that want to live as a woman. I don't hate anybody that doesn't hurt other people. But this whole thing is a raping of our psyche. Raping us cutting off the food, raping us with power prices, energy prices, raping us with the deadly shots, raping us with the transgenderism, and conducting brainwashing of our children under peer pressure to rope them into this so the state can form a relationship with the children and claim, oh, parents' rights are nixed out. Your 5-year-old son thinks he's a girl. And then they get celebrated by the school and by the clique. And at age 7, the balls are cut off. So, it's what it's all about. And the media's like, oh, Liz Thompson, isn't she bold and brave and stunning and amazing? Aren't all these biological men winning all the women's sports? Isn't it great? You don't see women going up into men's sports because they can't. And have way more bone, way more blood, way more everything. And even men that have had their testicles removed have a giant advantage. But in so many of these sports, they don't do a medical exam, nothing. Again, Lance Armstrong used testosterone and blood doping, you know, extra blood that he kept and then grew more blood and took his own blood. They were all basically doing it. I'm not defending what he did. But the point is Lance Armstrong's a villain. Because he enhanced himself. Lance Armstrong's a villain. But these dudes enhance themselves with sports-enhancing testicles, and they get to win, and we're told it's normal. It is satanic. I'll be right back with the big news straight ahead, InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever and reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot T-shirts to help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Senator Ron Johnson has been a true champion of truth, dealing with the COVID vaccine, all the deaths, and the cover-ups, and he pointed out what Fauci's done and the fact that he's a miserable failure, but he's not really a failure. He carried out the depopulation operation, as he's always done, and he created the virus and released it on us. And then Dr. Peter McCullough knocks it out of the park, explaining this was all deliberate and part of a larger plan. Here they are back to back.
Well past time when he should have retired. I don't see how anybody can take a look at our response to COVID. 965,000 Americans dead, over 6 million people worldwide. The human toll, the economic devastation from these widespread shutdowns that I advised against. What we've done to our children. I mean, I want that to sink in. What we have done for our to our children over the last 2 years, now, I don't know what people's opinion are in terms of mass effectiveness, but I'll tell you, one group of people masks would never work on children. Have you seen children wear masks? And yet we have forced our children to wear masks for over 2 years, delayed speech, obviously lost learning, couldn't see their teacher's face, the smiles on their classmates. What we have done to our children, put them in a state of fear, is a travesty. The Anthony Fauci led this miserable failure of a response. He should be held accountable. I've written 35 oversight letters. I haven't gotten squat in terms of response. I'm running at 36 right now. I fully intend to hold these federal health agencies and people like Anthony Fauci accountable.
Licenses reviewed? Well, why not Lipitor and Zocor? Telling you is it was always about COVID. There's something special about COVID. There was a plan about COVID. Yeah. The plan was very clear. Wear masks, stay in lockdown, be in fear, have as much fear, suffering, hospitalization, and death, and wait for the vaccine. And when it comes, you better take it. It's a needle in every arm, even down to 6 months old, and it's not just once. You better take it again, and you better take it every 6 months. And no questions asked. That is the plan, and it is a special plan for COVID, and everybody should be asking the questions why.
I wouldn't believe you in 2020.
Right. Well, right. So, and they've got, the mainstream media is the chief champion for them. I mean, just on Sunday morning.
We know what it does. It erases your immune system and those that live and begins slowly growing synthetic prion crystals, very similar to what causes spongiform encephalopathy. Coming up next hour, UK government releases documents, major universities confirm, hospitals bribed to put patients on pathway to death and deny care and to give them chemicals to make them stop breathing. They then blamed it on COVID. Same thing was done here in the United States of America. Mainstream news, all over the British news, London Telegraph, Daily Mail, you name it. Look at this headline from the physical paper. Hospitals bribed to put patients on pathway to death. But those are death panels, remember? You're not supposed to talk about those, close quote, said Bill Gates, who's a champion of those. And now Sajid Javid, the head of the health service in the UK, says, you need your fifth shot now. Israel's already coming up on its sixth shot now. Have you figured out yet, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are self-appointed predators? They believe they're saving the earth from us, and they're going to cull us. First, they're going to teach us how to be very, very poor and dumbed down and isolated and disarmed. You understand that this is deathly real. This is all out in the open. The New World Order is out in the open. We're going to have a special live InfoWars broadcast tonight from at least 7 to 9, commercial free to take phone calls on the Great Reset, on the New World Order. I don't know what you think we should do as callers to stop this. It'll be InfoWars.com streams. It'll be on Band.Video, and stations are welcome to pick it up if they would like to. We've been doing the Saturday shows. They're commercial-free, 2 to 3 hours almost every Saturday. And of course, the Sunday show for a very long time, for 2 hours, 4 to 6. We've expanded it 4 to 8 because every day we're on air is very, very precious. And we're on a lot of radio stations, so we're in a radio format. 14 minutes of ads an hour, that's the standard. But people really like the commercial-free podcast styles. And so I am doing everything I can to eat healthy and to exercise and to compartmentalize everything and still spend time with family, but to work a bare minimum of 15 hours a day. And you've got my commitment to do that 7 days a week, and that's what I've been doing. A lot of the issues are, though, I study so much for hours and hours and hours and hours a day. And then when I get here, I've already read it and looked at it all, and it's exhausting. It is scary. But I tell you what's worse, not knowing this and then or knowing it and doing nothing. I mean, we are in a countdown to designed global collapse and forced depopulation. And this is deathly serious. And you're going to see the political, economic, cultural, spiritual, electromagnetic nature of the universe change so much so fast on an incremental path, but it accelerates logarithmically, that you're not going to be able to recognize the world in 2 years. I told you 2 years ago, I said, you'll look out at the end of the first round of this power grab that I predicted would last about 2 years, so it's in their own documents. With the wars and the cyber attacks they're going to stage, that the globalists are going to blame on Russia and others, that you're going to look back on that as a cakewalk. And with what's coming in the next year, you're going to look back on that in 5 years as a cakewalk. You know, Prince Charles 4 months ago got up in front of world leaders at the big carbon tax summit and said, we need more money than in all the world to prosecute this war against anything hurting the climate that produces carbon. Now, he was declaring carbon's the enemy. Trees are carbon. Insects are carbon. Humans are carbon. Your baby's carbon. A cat is carbon. A dog is carbon. What you put in your car is carbon. The electricity for your electric car is generated by carbon. We are carbon-based life forms, and we have a group of globalists telling us that they are going to transcend us, and transcend being carbon-based. Now, I don't know if they made deals with aliens or what, but it's alien what they're doing. And we know the Earth, again, was carbon-starved millions of years ago, and plants grew 3-4 times faster, animals got much bigger, animals live longer. They know this, both reptiles, mammals, you name it. And we are in a carbon-starved state, and actually have only in the last 150 years or so drawn a lot of that carbon back up out of the ground and terraformed it to be warmer and better for plants. Like it was all set up for us to go to the next level. All prepared here. The planet, perfect distance from the sun for the perfect weather. The moon, perfect placement, perfect size to control the tides and shield us from solar storms and magnetic waves. On and on and on. All of it perfectly set up for us. Like stones across a creek that we can hop across. We're going to find on Mars what we need. And the obelisk that is there, the real one, on its moon. And we're going to find what we need on Venus and its satellites. And we're going to find, oh, so much on Jupiter and its 50-plus moons. And then the Kuiper Belt. And beyond, everything waiting for us. But God knows you can't just give somebody everything. You got to give them free will, see how they test out, see if the egg hatches, see if we go to the next level from larval phase to the next. And then we've got to work the riddle out. It's a fortune hunt. It's like Easter egg hunting. We got to go out and find it and do it. But there are people running things that tell us we're ugly and bad and evil and need to roll over and die and hand it all to them. And, oh, mammals aren't good. You're not a good species. We're going to make you become silicon, those of you that are lucky enough to live. Doesn't sound too human to me. Doesn't sound like the good guys.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov. No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Is going to cyber attack the U.S. And so any cyber attack carried out by the Davos Group or the globalists or the CIA or Ukraine, anybody, they'll be routed through Russian computers. Anybody can do that and frame somebody. Well, then now that's an act of war, and we've got to have NATO start attacking the Russians. So here's White House expert on Russia putting this BS out.
Urging private sector partners to take immediate action to shore up their defenses against potential cyber attacks. We've previously warned about the potential for Russia to conduct cyber attacks against the United States, including as a response to the unprecedented economic costs that the U.S. and allies and partners imposed in response to Russia's further invasion of Ukraine. Today, we are reiterating those warnings. And we're doing so based on evolving threat intelligence that the Russian government is exploring options for potential cyber attacks on critical infrastructure in the United States.
You know, Nigel Farage came out many, many times when the West helped overthrow the Ukrainian government, and George Soros bragged about it 8 years ago, and said it's going to lead to war with Russia. And then literally, I have here in the stack dozens of articles that we've reprinted from the New York Times, the Washington Post, Time Magazine, Newsweek, TV shows on the History Channel, Discovery Channel, about the main political party that helped overthrow the Russians being Nazis in Ukraine. And now you say that, they go, oh no, Zelensky's Jewish when he wears an Iron Cross on his shirt. And I'm not saying Iron Crosses are always Nazi. They predate the Nazis, but the Nazis also used them. It's just a German medal for valor. But that is one of the symbols of one of the Nazi battalions there, the specific one he's wearing. So this is a psyop, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Nigel Farage when he was still in the European Union Parliament 7 years ago.
Provocation of Vladimir Putin. This EU empire, ever seeking to expand, stated its territorial claim on the Ukraine some years ago. Just to make that worse, of course, some NATO members said they too would like the Ukraine to join NATO. We directly encouraged the uprising in the Ukraine that led to the toppling of the President Yanukovych, and that led, of course, in turn to Vladimir Putin reacting. And the moral of the story is if you poke the Russian bear with a stick, don't be surprised when he reacts. Now, just to continue with that, today we are rushing through an association agreement at undue speed with the Ukraine, and as we speak, there are NATO soldiers engaged in military exercises in the Ukraine. Have we taken leave of our senses? Do we actually want to have a war with Putin? Because if we do, we're certainly going about it the right way. Perhaps we ought to recognise that the West now faces the biggest threat and crisis to our way of life that we have seen for over 70 years. The recent beheadings of the British and American hostages graphically illustrates the problem. And, of course, we have our own citizens from our own countries engaged in that struggle too. In the war against Islamic extremism, Vladimir Putin, whatever we may think of him as a human being, is actually on our side. I suggest we grow up. I suggest we recognize the real threat facing all of our countries, communities and societies. We stop playing war games in the Ukraine and we start to prepare a plan to help countries like Syria, like Iraq, like Kenya, like indeed Nigeria, to try and help them to deal with the real threat that faces us. Let's not go on provoking Putin, whether we like him or not.
Well, that's a real leader right there, tomorrow's news today. And, of course, let's not forget Biden last night announced a new world order, global governance is what they're talking about, run by them, will come out of this Russia conflict, and America is leading the new world order.
An inflection point, I believe, in the world economy, not just the world economy, in the world, occurs every three or four generations. As one of them, as the one of the top military people said to me in a secure meeting the other day, 60 million people died between 1900 and 1946. And since then, we established a liberal world order, and that hadn't happened in a long while. A lot of people dying, but nowhere near the chaos. And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there, and we've got to lead it, and we've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it. So anyway.
And what is this new world order? You eat bugs, you drink sewage, you own nothing, you have nothing, you can't travel. If you're allowed to live, you live in a 200-square-foot coffin apartment. I mean, that's all what they're announcing here in the headlines. And I told you, they're going to use coronavirus for their global ID and control, and then they're going to use the war and the sanctions and all of that for an electronic tracking system, and now they're on the news. Klaus Schwab is admitting, we will use this war to bring in the new world ID. It is upon us now. We are the lighthouse of the future. China is the model. Coronavirus and the case for one world government. The weak. Financial Times of London, and now for world government. The UN's warning, worst food crisis in history from the war. You mean the Great Reset. WEF warns, ominous warning over coming food crisis, recommends more sustainable diets. Ukraine war threats to cause a global food crisis. No, they caused it, and now they're going to pose as the damn saviors while they did it, and they bring in their climate lockdowns, food rationing. World needs the equivalent of pandemic lockdowns every 2 years to meet Paris carbon emission. Forbes. Lockdown, size, emission cuts. It's every 2 years to combat climate change. Then it'll be every month a lockdown. EcoWatch. Equivalent of COVID emissions drop every 2 years. Singapore to benefit from carbon credit trading platform. On and on and on. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, that they're just doing this. And then here's the new article all over the news. Jerusalem Post had this version. Pumpkin seeds and maggots, the meat of the future. Here it is right here. Pumpkin seeds and fly larva. What a nice name. The meat of the future. Maggots, the new beef, the new white meat. Murder your dog and cat. MSM officially calls for extermination of your pets to save the earth. They got to get you ready for the collapse, and that they're the good guys that told you it was coming. To save the world, kill your dog and cat, and eat bugs, says the Jeffrey Epstein alumnus, owner of The Atlantic. Yeah, the lady that owns it tells you pedophilia is not bad, but it also doesn't exist, and she's a favorite out at Epstein, Pedo Island, Steve Jobs' wife. Savannah Hernandez takes us into the pedo rabbit hole. That's what all this transgenderism is about, targeting children, the sexualization of children, and so much more on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. And one of our biggest problems is so-called conservative leaders that...
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So, the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, if you're a championship female swimmer or weightlifter or sprinter, doesn't matter. A man who can't win in men's sports can just say he's a woman. And he can then come and he can win the gold medal. And then if you file a complaint and say he has sports-enhancing testicles, well, then you get banned on Twitter and your videos get taken down. Savannah Hernandez is here to give us the backside of the story. It was on Tucker Carlson's show, and then I guess that upset them that her clip with this young lady, the swimmer, was there. This lady filed a complaint. She got a lot of heat. And so Savannah's got the banned clip here as well. So, Savannah, you're the expert on the ground there, doing great work over there for Trump's Truth Social out there on the street. Tell us the story and the details here, because as if this transgender men taking over women's spaces, adult men in children, girl showers, as if all this isn't insane enough, now the women aren't allowed to complain by the big tech bullies. So they're caught in a big pincer attack. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Alex. So first off, when I went and covered the NCAA championship, this was the first time that I've ever watched a women's swimming competition. And watching Leah Thomas compete was absolutely insane. He took off like a rocket. None of the other females even stood a chance. All of the parents in attendance behind me, visibly upset. People were not happy that Leah Thomas was swimming at all. And of course, I heard from parents too that the NCAA athletes were told that they were not allowed to mention Leah Thomas's name to the media. They weren't even allowed to mention his name in the locker room. So it took a lot for me to find an athlete that was willing to speak out against him. I finally found one. Her name was Rose Pouch. And the reason why she spoke to me is because her teammate broke down in tears because she was number 17. Now, 16 people can make it to the finals. She was 17th. She was a fifth-year senior, so this was her last NCAA. Her teammate broke down in tears, and so Rose decided to share her story with me. Now, the clip immediately went viral. Tucker Carlson played it on his show, and what ended up happening was Andy Ngo was sending me so many Twitter accounts that were Antifa Twitter accounts saying, oh, this is Savannah Hernandez, this is a ban evasion account, she needs to be deleted because she's drumming up hate against Leah Thomas. So this was a targeted attack to take down my footage exposing Leah Thomas for the man that he is, taking away from female sports, and I also exposed the LGBTQ community that was across the street looking like absolute fools saying that women can get that women have penises, that men can get periods. It's so confusing that I can barely even keep up with it. So I exposed the LGBTQ community. We exposed Leah Thomas. We made national news. And what happened? Twitter, of course, deleted and censored all of the footage because they are in charge of the narrative. They are allowed to dictate our reality. And that's exactly what they did by deleting this footage.
That's right. So here is the censored footage. Not only did they disqualify this woman, who would have been qualified if it wasn't for this man, now they have banned her and blocked her and have banned the video. Here it is.
You're a Virginia Tech swimmer. What did you think about Leah Thomas competing today as a swimmer in this competition? What are you feeling? What are other athletes feeling?
It's a common conception that we are all very disappointed and frustrated with someone who has capabilities more than us women have to be able to compete at this level and take opportunities away from other women. Like, I have a teammate who did not make finals today because she was just bumped out of finals. And it's heartbreaking to see someone who went through puberty as a male and has the body of a male be able to absolutely blow away the competition, and you go into it with a mindset that you don't have a chance, if that makes sense. Like, it's hard to compete against someone with the aerobic capacity, the muscle development, the body of a man. It's hard to think about it like that, and staying positive, I bet, for other swimmers who are in that heat is probably overwhelming. I'm not sure. I can't speak for them, but it's disappointing to see and frustrating, definitely.
And you said that one of your teammates was crying today because she didn't make the finals. You said that she was 17th.
Yes.
And there were 16 spots.
Yes.
So Leah Thomas took one of those spots. Talk to us about what your teammate was going through and that experience.
She was very emotional, and it's hard to see because it's her last NCAAs, and she really loves that race, and it was just heartbreaking to see that she put all her effort into it today, and when the best time that she's went in a morning session before and still not make it back. It's hard to see someone who works every day, every night, still not be able to compete against someone like that.
Now, what this is behavioral psychologists at the Tavistock Institute admit they're doing this, that if we'll accept men being women and women being men and pedophiles having access to our children in the schools, we'll accept anything. But they want to suspend logic and common sense. And so not only the absurdity of this, but also the teachers and the professors and the parents and the swimmers told, keep your mouth shut, go along with this or you'll get in trouble. Where's the First Amendment? So this is all a teaching tool for everybody that you're going to believe the absurd and you're not going to criticize it or you'll be punished in the real world and in cyberspace. This is the big corporate rollout plan, and more scientists, Savannah and others, are pointing out that this is the targeting of children to sexualize them, where they tell 5 and even 3 and 4 year olds, you're really a boy when you're a girl, or you're really a girl when you're a boy, and then the state says, oh, your child wants to be a girl or a boy, a different sex, and forms a government relationship with your child outside of parental rights to screw your kid up. So the pedophiles are running this movement to sexualize children, and it's come out now, and a lot of idiots are signed onto it thinking it's the new thing, you know, the new liberal thing to support, when what it is the destruction of our species.
Exactly, Alex. And again, too, what I want to reiterate is I'm not mad about my Twitter account being silenced or censored. I'm mad about the fact that it took a lot of courage for this NCAA athlete to even speak out against Leah Thomas, because she was feeling pressure from not only the NCAA, but coaches, teammates, from the entire organization. So on top of her just, you know, needing to be strong enough to actually get this message out and push back against the entire society that was trying to silence her, then Big Tech still comes in, doubles down, deletes the message, rewrites national news, rewrites history, and it's absolutely disgusting to see. So like you said, Alex, this is a target of our children, and we see how these swimmers are being treated. We see how anyone in the modern day is being treated. If they say something as simple as men can't get periods and men can't get pregnant, you get mobbed in the street for saying that. You get told that you're the crazy one. You get told that you are a bigot, you're a racist. Pick a name in the book. You are that now if you think in that, you know, actual biological science is a thing. So it's absolutely insane to see what is going on in the modern day. And it's disgusting to me that we had grown adults who were standing up for Leah Thomas and clapping and happy that this biological male came in and annihilated these women at their own competition.
Well, they've had MMA fighters that are males kill females. Men are not supposed to be fighting women. Men are supposed to be fighting men. That's how it's designed. That's what's programmed into us for a reason. Now, when we come back, I've got a clip, but you were there seeing this, of big biological men dressed up in their clown outfits, their wigs, trying to get into the women's bathrooms where women and children were. This clown show is going to the next level. What else did you witness?
Honestly, the saddest thing for me to witness, Alex, was these athletes and their parents, if anything. Really upset that Leah Thomas was swimming, upset that this gigantic, hulking man, again, I saw Leah Thomas with my own two eyes next to the female competitors. He's a big man. He's humongous, okay?
Put some photos of him up here. And look, they said Tucker Carlson photoshopped this. I went and found the actual Getty photo. He's not even tucking his schlong here. I mean, he's got a, you know, pretty big package there. This is a joke.
Exactly, Alex. And all of the LGBTQ people who were promoting Leah, I asked them, hey, have you seen Leah Thomas stand next to his competitors, stand next to actual females, and can you see a biological difference? You know what their answer was, Alex? They said, well, I haven't actually seen Leah Thomas stand next to a female. So the people who are advocating for this man don't even know what they're talking about, don't even know what he looks like in comparison to an actual biological female.
Well, you know what the answer is? I want to talk about the answer when we come back. But I think the families, the alumni, everybody needs to just walk off and let these weirdo freaks, these perverts that want to piss all over everybody and take over women's spaces and brainwash us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Show. This is footage for TV viewers, radio listeners, of the NCAA Women's Championship that was won by a man that San Hernandez was just dead. And now if you try to criticize it, put a video out, you get banned on cyberspace. And the college is saying, how dare anyone question this as we enter North Korean-type territory. Here is a clip of Kelly J. Keene trying to block a Frankenstein-looking man with a wig on from entering, I guess, the women's locker rooms. Here it is.
On the basis of the comfort and dignity of girls and women, I'm asking you, telling you, please do not go into the space.
My
it
girls,
makes them feel uncomfortable.
My girls and the other women I am with are very comfortable with being
right.
in the bathroom.
Well, fortunately, I'm not your daughter, and my daughter is also not your daughter.
That's right.
And she would feel very
She's like, our girls, we're going in your bathroom, and when they're recruiting in the public schools, brainwashing mainly autistic and mentally retarded children, in my view, we know it's true, this is just pedophile grooming of children, the sexualization of children. Bill Maher said it. He said, DeSantis is right. There should be a law that you don't teach five-year-olds they're another sex. You shouldn't be talking to kids about sex unless you're trying to basically groom them. Savannah Hernandez, you got to go to their interview here in about 5 minutes. Where else do you see all this going now?
Honestly, Alex, like you talked about, we really need to start to be a part of the solution. If women truly do not want men in their spaces, playing in their sports, they need to stand up against this. They need to have their voices heard, and they need to stop participating in events that men are competing in, because that's the only way that we push back against this. The only way for us to actually put this to an end and put this to a stop is to stop participating in this clown world nonsense. You guys really did coin the term clown world, and if you look around what's going on right now, that's exactly what we're living through. So it really was heartbreaking to see these biological males coming in and trying to not only erase women's sports, but erase women as a whole, try to say that men can have periods, men can give birth, and men understand what it means and what it feels like to be a woman. They absolutely have no idea, and it's disgusting that, you know, women are being completely erased. So the real biological women, like you said, Alex, need to stand up against this and stop participating in this mental illness, because that's exactly what it is. And again, Alex, thank you for being at the forefront of exposing this and being one of the first people to actually, you know, point this out and call it out for what it is: mental illness, insanity, and just clown world antics.
And with a scientific agenda behind it. Speak more about, because I saw in the news, but you were there at this event. You were saying, obviously, the vast majority of people were totally incensed. I saw the video where all the women and people ran up to celebrate, really, first place and second place. This guy shouldn't even have been there, but second place and third place, they actually were congratulating the women that actually got first, second, and third, totally ignoring this creepazoid. Can you speak to that? And then what type of mental patient is a 6'4" dude who was 400th and something in the men's league, now trying to be number one in the women's league? I mean, what's wrong with him? He has no shame. What is his problem?
So first off, Alex, I'll speak to Leah Thomas as a whole. So a very interesting thing that I noticed at this competition is as each swimmer was called out, there were such loud cheers from the crowds, from the coaches, from the team members, the athletes. But then when Leah Thomas's name was called, crowd goes silent. There was some polite clapping, but crowd was pretty much silent when Leah Thomas's name was called, when Leah Thomas took this first place. And I actually watched this moment. Okay, you guys just put up that picture of Leah Thomas on that first place podium, and then these three girls, the true first, second, and third place winners, grouped together. I watched this moment with my own two eyes, and I was happy that these girls at least did this, that they at least stood up together, first, second, and third, and said, you know what, Leah Thomas, we are not allowing you to take this away from us. And the crowd was not clapping. They were not cheering when Leah Thomas was named number one. Again, polite clapping, if any, but the masses knew that this was wrong. And to Leah Thomas swimming with these females, again, Alex, normally with the competitors, when they come out, you have to look at the board to figure out, you know, who's who, kind of figure out which lane, which person is in. When Leah Thomas walked out, I didn't need to look at the board for a name. I knew it was Leah Thomas because it was a big 6 foot tall man with broad shoulders that was about double the size of every other female there competing. And again, it's straight up mental illness.
With a bulge in his pants. With a bulge in his pants. And the left, again, newspapers accused Carlson of adding the genitals. No, I went and looked at the original photos. He had a freaking weenie bulging.
Yeah, it's disturbing, Alex. It's so disturbing to see. I'm glad we're calling it out. But until the masses decide to stand up and wake up and push back, just like with the face mask, this will continue to go on until we put an end to it.
I tell you, I mean, I've got four daughters, and they competed in sports, and you see it now at all over the place. And in a whole bunch of collegiate sports and high school sports now, it's men that are winning it all. And it just is a farce, but it shows how much of this garbage we have put up with. Savannah Hernandez, how do people find all the great work you're doing over there at Trump's Truth Social?
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Truth Social at SavSaz. You can follow my website, SavSazOfficial.com, for all of this banned footage. Alex, I was even talking to Dew behind the scenes about starting a banned up video channel, since none of my content can live on these platforms. So, hey, maybe go see my footage here on banned up video here in a bit. But go follow me on all of those platforms. Continue to get the word out. Because, again, this isn't about me being silenced. It's about these American women who were trying to have their voice heard being silenced. And also, too, Alex, last thing I'll add, I interviewed another former NCAA athlete who ran against June Eastwood, who was a transgender track and field star. She heard June's coach saying on the sidelines, hey, slow down, because June was in first place, because June was a biological man. So that's what our girls are up against.
So they're even telling them, slow down, like when a boxer throws a fight. They don't want them to throw it all the way. Just, hey, Make it look hard. You know, give him a show, because it'd be like putting Mike Tyson in the ring, you know, with a high school boxer. I mean, he would destroy them. He'd be like, who's going to go watch that? Hey, look, folks, there is an evil globalist force behind all this. The Tavistock Institute, behavioral psychology. There is a larger dehumanization that begins to accept cyborgs and human-animal clones that they're already rolling out, and that's what this transgender idiocy is, just getting us to accept it up front. Savannah Hernandez, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Okay, listen, ladies and gentlemen. It is in mainstream news that the British government, but so did our government, paid bounties to kill people that had COVID. Now, we could see this. We knew this. The government of the UK is now admitting. And we have a special guest that's been exposing this for over a year, joining us coming up in the next hour. And as I said, tonight, 7 to 10 p.m., a special live broadcast only at Infowars.com/show and man.video. We'll take your calls and so much more on the state of the world. I intend to take like 50 calls or more tonight. It's going to be extremely powerful, so please join us this evening. Owen Schroeder comes up at 3 p.m. today, and we have so much more to get to in the next hour. Separately, ladies and gentlemen, they bombard us with chemicals and toxins and electromagnetic garbage, but God gave us compounds of concentrated things that are in plants and in herbs and in compounds in the earth that countervail and counterbalance that. And I got to tell you, things like our fizzy magnesium drink mix with the highest quality magnesium, it has both types, the one they put in everything that people need that's good, and then the super form of it, it's got both times. It costs a lot more money to make it, but it's got both types of magnesium. What it does for all your cells, electrochemical, everything, it's back in stock. Everybody sold out for 8 months. It is 25% off. And a new product, Immune Support. Let me tell you about this Immune Support. It's got elderberry. It's got echinacea. It's got astragalus root. It's got angelica root and lomatium root, all of these supercharge your body's natural defenses. I'm not going to go over what they all do, but look up elderberry, echinacea, astragalus root, lomatium root, and angelica root, and more. And there's several different types of several of these in there. It really is what adults, children, everybody should be doing daily. It helps your body. It's anti-cancer. It's everything. It's 25% off back in, well, never been in stock now. It's brand new at InfoWarsStore.com. So we're having the biggest blowout sale in our history to bring in extra capital to stay on the air and to fight these legal battles that are now coming to a head this spring and summer. Total blowout. We have T-shirts and InfoWars flags and things that are already good sellers, but we got to get them all blown out right now. So some of these we're selling at below cost. Most of them are at cost, up to 75% off. Top selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. When you go to the front page of InfoWarsStore.com, you'll see the link right there, the mega blowout sale. You'll see hundreds and hundreds of items that are up to 75% off. DVDs, books, films, T-shirts, water filtration systems, other great items, vitamin D3 gummies, Vaso Beats, back in stock, 40% off. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. You're healthy. It helps your life. And it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, the true crimes of Fauci and the New World Order. Straight ahead.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.